producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and broadcasting worldwide today. There are no guests. We're going to have open phones and cover masses of news. We may have on the gun shop owner, tattoo parlor owner, and others that were right in the middle of the shops being looted and burned, but no one burned them down because they stood out front their shops, black, white owners, you name it, with AR-15s. And shotguns, just like the Korean shopkeepers back in the L.A. riots. And so the folks rioting there basically in a suburb of St. Louis were unable to rob that area. Again, there's two different issues going on here. Did the police shoot a man with his hands up? Maybe. Don't forget Oscar Grant and other stories where they claimed he had assaulted the officers and he had done no such thing and was in handcuffs on the ground, and the cop pulled the gun out, cold-bloodedly shot him right in the back, and then was later convicted and only served a year and a half in prison. The bullet went through his back, hit the concrete, bounced back up, and went into his chest for a second time, ricocheting back up into his body. So I understand why people get upset by this. I'm concerned about this, the militarization of police, where they're basically trained the public are terrorists in general. And that does cause a lot of excessive force to be used. There are a lot of mentally ill people that obviously gravitate towards sadistic activities and want the uniform and want the power. That's a historic problem. And more police departments, especially in big cities, are not trying to keep those people out. And so that's why we're seeing things like this intensify. It's basically a power grab, like we saw back a few years ago with the Boston bombing. It was a citizen that caught the patsy sleeping in the boat outside the cordon area where one half of Boston was searched. And black people, white people, you name it, that had no resemblance to the Tsarnaev brother they were looking for, were being pulled out of their houses, pulled out of their cars at gunpoint in a giant police state orgy power grab. And it's time for the system to stop denying that we're moving into an authoritarian, totalitarian model. They denied the NSA was spying. Now it's all admitted. They've denied so many other things. They've denied that they were adding things to vaccines, part of Trojan horse secret programs. They've been caught over and over again. They said that smart meters wouldn't track what you did and wouldn't control the temperature in your house. Now they admit they do. This is part of a revolution by criminal elements in government and major corporations that interface with it to dominate and control society and manage the population like we're a bunch of cattle, a.k.a. Soylent Green. And this whole broadcast is simply about getting people to think outside of the box and to be made aware of that. So that is our main mission. So we're going to get into the situation unfolding in St. Louis and surrounding areas because it's a microcosm of what's going to unfold on a wider scale in this country. We're going to get into kill switch smartphone bill passes in California. We're going to break down the knockout game where blacks physically attack white people. You don't see whites out burning down black neighborhoods because of that. So we're going to look at how MSNBC and others have promoted this thug, racist culture. And then we're also going to look at Gardasil shots killing more people. Stay with us.
Travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In the time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasure hands. Take you in this time to promised land. Show you everyone.
Tuesday, the 12th day already of August 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours, ladies and gentlemen. We will have open phones throughout the 3 hours. You know, I was thinking about the folks that have been rioting in Ferguson and in areas of South St. Louis, who've been burning down shops and businesses and grocery stores and mini marts and homes. And I realized that they're only following the example of the U.S. federal government. Because if a police officer did shoot a 18-year-old black man in cold blood with his hands up, as witnesses say, which certainly has happened before and is happening with more frequency because of instinctive shooting training mainly. If that is the case, it makes total sense. Because if the police kill someone who's innocent, you don't go attack the police station. You don't go try to burn down the police station or burn down police cars or attack police. By the way, I'm not endorsing that. I'm just saying hypothetically. No, no, no. You burn up your own neighborhood and any shops that are white owned. That will certainly show them. And how are they taking their cue from the federal government? Actually, from George Walker Bush. Well, it's just like supposedly 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, but we attacked their arch enemy, Iraq, and then overthrew the government and have armed now Saudi Arabian-backed Al-Qaeda Wahhabists from Saudi Arabia to take it over. So I guess actually they're not taking a total cue from the federal government where Saudi Arabia attacks us, so we attack Saudi Arabia's enemy and blame them for it. This is where the cops reportedly shoot an innocent person and then the people burn down part of their own neighborhood. Because to actually mimic our government, the blacks would protest a fellow black person being killed in cold blood by shooting a bunch of innocent blacks. Because that's kind of what happened with 9/11. If you believe the official story, Saudi Arabia was involved. Clearly, they were at some level. And so you attack the country that was not involved. So actually, that's not a fair analogy, is it? Because the blacks in St. Louis and in Ferguson would have to just randomly kill black people. And they'd have to kill about 1,500,000. Because I keep using the million number. That was from the sanctions and the first year of the war. From 1990 to 2007, it was over 1 million, according to the British Medical Journal that did the analysis of the Lancet. And others did breakdowns. It's about 1.5 million now. So actually, you'd have to kill, I guess, every black person in St. Louis to make it something comparable. Kill up 50,000, 100,000 black people. They'd have to kill 50,000, 100,000 of their own people to actually be as cockamamie and crazy and off the wall as the propaganda that we accept in this country. And if you're having trouble wrapping your mind around that gibberish that I just spent 4 minutes putting out, hey, don't blame me. I'm putting out the twisted, backwards, upside down, bizarro world, satanic logic of the globalist. Of course, there's really no logic at all except destabilization and power grabbing. That's what's happening. Because our government for 4 years, basically, has been, I keep saying 3 years, it's about 4 years now, has been funding Al-Qaeda rebels in Libya and in Egypt and in Iraq and in Syria to take over areas, build a command base, to then threaten the West with all the Stinger missiles they've got, so they can then set up police states in the Western world to counter the people that publicly work for them. And again, where's the logic of that? The federal government, the CIA, publicly funded Al-Qaeda to go in and take over Libya. They did the same thing in a whole bunch of other countries. And now they're acting like they don't know why ISIS is running wild trying to take over Kurdish areas where they're not supposed to be. See, they're painting outside the lines. They're not painting by the numbers. So they've all got to be bombed to go back into the areas where they're allowed to be, forming their new state out of Western Iraq into Eastern Syria. And I know I talk a lot about this because it's an unfolding tragedy and it's a war crime, because it's bigger than just what's happening with Al-Qaeda. It's an illustration of everything the globalists do, where they create the crisis, create the terror group, turn them loose, and then let them basically take over society, and then pose as saviors to then counter them. So we're going to look back at the BART police shooting of Oscar Grant, where the police said that he had assaulted them. They had video of it, but the truth is he didn't resist. They put him down on his stomach and shot him through the back, through his heart. And then they tried to grab everybody's cell phones so that no one could document it. The trouble was someone hid behind a seat in a train and got the execution on video. And it doesn't matter if you're a poor white Appalachian white or a poor inner city black, the attitude is you can basically be executed and nobody gets in trouble. And more the police are being turned into a paramilitary to basically wage war on who they've been trained their enemy is, and that's the American people. Now, a lot of departments have resisted this, but a lot of departments have succumbed to it. And everyone needs to understand that when they're done setting the precedent on poor people of getting away with this, it's going to be moved against the real target, gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, Christians, conservatives, because that's who this is really being prepared for. And I always told you that, and now it's public. Obama said 2 days ago on Sunday in a New York Times article that the main threat is conservatives and the fact that we won't compromise and that we've radicalized the media. When he says conservatives, he says the radicals that have taken it over, the Tea Party, that's the libertarian 1776ers who understand the battle space, understand the game, understand what's being done, understand the big picture. Of course we're the enemy. Because we know the globalists. We know their game plan. We study them. And we want prosperity. We want stability. We want the police to be constitutional and respected and to be guardians with the people of society, locally controlled. We want the citizens to have jobs and prosperity and have an age of chivalry return and a new renaissance. We want to have a nation of quality and honor, a nation of strong male and female role models and strong families. We want what works. And the globalists have infected society with cultural, psychological warfare viruses on record to break up the family, to degenerate art and society. It's all been declassified. Just type in CIA, put out deviant art and pornography, and promoted the legalization of hardcore pornography. And I'm not up here on some high horse saying, you know, that I haven't been around the block. The whole point is that we know where this all came from. To sear the conscience so that when real things are going on that are bad, we're so desensitized we don't get up and resist it. I talk a lot about my grandfather, who was in two tours in World War II, one in aircraft, and after he was done with his missions, on the ground in Italy and then in Germany, and saw starving children, piles of dead bodies, the whole nine yards. And he was a man's man, very popular, you know, elected into government. But he would not watch violent television or violent movies. And it wasn't because he couldn't handle it. It was because it was insulting to have seen a lot of real dead people and a lot of dead bodies and a lot of starving children. And then to see it turned into a joke on television. He wouldn't let my dad and his brother go see violent films. And if they were in a violent film, he'd get up and take them out of it. And it wasn't because he was a wimp. Yeah, he'd been a boxer and then had been put in a military academy and everything else before he even was sent off to the Army Air Corps. But he understood it was offensive. Because the image of violence, the image of sex, all it does, and the studies show this, is desensitize you from the real thing. It ruins real sex for you. And then it desensitizes violence, where you don't care about your neighbor getting killed or drug off. You already saw that on television 1,000 times last month. It's brainwashing.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble.
All right, we're going to break down kill switches, not being just put into cell phones, but into all electronics to surveil you and your family on record and to be turned off during globalist takeovers. And I'm going to air a clip from television in 1997 where Charlton Heston narrates discussing psyops against populations. So that's coming up in the next segment. We'll dovetail it with all of the latest economic and military news. This morning, I got physically angry, and I was very happy that I had the emotional response of becoming nauseous at the thought, and at first having a feeling of powerlessness, because that was my brain trying to figure out how to get out of it, how to defeat it, how to gain power over it, how to protect the species, how to protect the continuity of the genetics. I had some friends over this morning for breakfast, and one of them was a former nanny to my children who is pregnant and getting married. People just dropped by for a 45-minute long breakfast. And even though I've known this person for about 6 years, and she's smart, she goes, well, we're going to do some of the vaccines, we think, but not all of them. And I sat back and got on the computer on a laptop and was showing her mainline documents where there's cancer viruses in most of the vaccines, where polio actually gives people polio worldwide, mainstream headlines, but they call it paralysis, where they shot black people up for 47 years and kept it secret with syphilis and allowed them to spread it to hundreds of thousands of people, killing tens of thousands, and just well-known stuff. And she's like, oh, I did know about that. And I said, yeah, watch this news clip just from last week. I see one of these every few weeks without looking, and it's always a local newscast. It never makes it nationally. Where a 12- or 11-year-old girl takes the Gardasil shot, the HPV, and dies. She goes, oh, yeah, I know a lot of women that have gotten real sick from that, or their daughters have. Oh, no, I'd never take that. And I go, so you do know that's bad. And I go, do you remember Rick Perry saying it was the law you had to take it? She goes, yeah, there were TV commercials with him saying it's the law. And so my head starts spinning. I want to get those videos again. I want to warn people. I get physically angry at a government lying and saying it's the law when there was no law, knowing it killed a bunch of people during the trials, because that's when it has, I mean, to be able to sterilize you. A large portion of women that take it, of course, it attacks the ovaries. That's now been confirmed. For that to happen, sometimes it's going to have a bigger effect and kill you. And it just hit me how evil this system is, and the eugenicists and all their documents and eco-science and all the admissions. And I had to sit there for 45 minutes and ruin what would have been a nice breakfast. As we sat there eating steak and eggs and bell peppers and onions, just pulling stuff up. And then my buddy that came over, my personal trainer, he never even told me all this stuff. He goes, yeah, my cousin, you know, my aunt, total natural, organic, homeschooled, kids never got sick, super healthy. Then he got into the Army Academy, gave him a bunch of shots, 6 months in a coma, brain damage, has to take pills every day now from the shots the Army gave him, and they admit the shots did it. And then the other person that was there started talking about people they knew that had been damaged, and then my grandmother says she got polio 2 weeks after getting it and has been on crutches ever since, is still alive at 89. And I just realized I've become too comfortable with this, and the doctors are compartmentalized, the nurses are compartmentalized. I mean, I'm the one that broke that they're secretly taking blood at birth for 43 years. And by the way, when I say that, I don't get a thrill that I broke that. I get nauseous and angry like I'm caught in a dog pile playing football with 10 big guys on me, and I can't breathe and I can't get out of it. Because I know I've gotten out of stuff before. I've moved the world before. And I know I've got the power to reach out to you to move the lever. Because after that broke, there's been all these lawsuits, global phenomenon, it's now known. And I just know we can get the lever. And we can literally tear Grendel's arm out of the socket if we have the will. But the only reason I have the power is through you. But I'm saying, they're murdering us, folks. They're murdering.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillup. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hey, I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I want to try to tie everything here together. I haven't talked about Robin Williams' death yet. I like Robin Williams. I thought he was a great actor. And I'm sad that it looks like he committed suicide by hanging. But then I look at the headlines. Report, Robin Williams had serious money troubles. This is a guy that made hundreds of millions of dollars. And he was worried about faltering career, Fox News is reporting. And Radar Online, the stories are up on drudgereport.com. And I think about that. If Robin Williams would have been more worried about helping other people, if Robin Williams would have been more worried about discovering the wonders of the universe and loving his friends and family and not been depressed about a faltering career and money troubles, he would probably be alive today. And I don't fault him for committing suicide. That's his business. And I don't speak ill of the dead if they've not been a rapacious person. But Robin Williams clearly went along with the establishment line. And Robin Williams was obviously a worldly person. And it shows. I would understand someone committing suicide if they had incredibly painful bone cancer. And if they just started taking enough morphine to fade off. I don't think the state should be involved in that, though, because then they'll start killing people that are healthy, which has already begun in northern and western Europe. But I think about the Hollywood people that I've known. On average, they are completely and absolutely unhappy. Despite the fact they own private jets, date the most beautiful women, and have the world at their feet, they are some of the most empty, unhappy people you will ever know. The only people I know that are celebrities that are happy are people that have moved out of L.A. and don't want anything to do with it. Mike Judge is a happy guy, but he's an engineer and loves comedy and just loves to go listen to good music and have fun. And he's totally down to earth, and he's a producer and made more than $1 billion. By the way, Mike's in town. I just was too tired last night to go out, but I might go out tonight. I need to give him a call. I'm not name dropping. I'm just giving you an example. Silicon Valley, King of the Hill. Office Space, movies like that. Jesse Ventura overall is a happy guy because he likes to exercise, likes to fish, likes to take care of his family, likes to golf. Could care less about being a celebrity. And I guess I've known a few other people, but those are names I can't mention on air that are celebrities and are happy. But you look at consciousness itself and the fact that we can see beauty and share beauty with others. And all the studies show it, helping others, teaching others. There's more than one way to live forever. We're told there's immortality, and we're told there is replication. And the only form of immortality that we know for 100% fact we have is replication. But we know pure replication always leads into errors and stagnation. And so that's why in a competition-based system in the species, males and females compete in art, in literature, in physical prowess, in beauty, in physical accumulation to heighten the development of genetic models that build and complement the species. The globalist model, though, is one of physically trying to go into the DNA and the mitochondrial DNA and irrevocably mutating and sabotaging it to cause degenerative mutations and to not even cause mutations that statistically are known to create traits that could be desirable or desirous. Like the mutation of the Ice Age humanoid, Homo sapiens sapien, that you're looking at on your television screen right now. That would be culturally, worldwide, desirous. And why do I speak about these things? Because if you don't look at the world through the perspective of the technocrats, you are living in a matrix. And that's what I'm here to tell you. All this other news is simply a facade within the continuum of the manipulation. And the public is now awake to the fact that there is a manipulation and social engineering going on, but they're not awake to what the social engineering is trying to do. And this morning, I call it a flashback, but it's not really that. It's bringing up the data, the legions of examples of premeditated, admitted, ongoing, current, and past testing of degenerative and even lethal chemical, biological, radiological, nanotech programming into humanity in an ongoing total assault. And we have all the metric graphs to show the devastation that it is causing. And to know that we're all part of an experiment by a super elite to develop life extension technologies for themselves, but to also decide which way they want to mutate, whether it will be biological or electrochemical or purely silicon or an augmented meshing of the silicon with the electrochemical biological species. And that's why I drive up to a checkpoint with cops in riot gear. I mean, it might as well be pygmies, you know, playing with their tallywhackers. I am from the perspective of the technocrats, except I don't want to hurt them. I see how they're being manipulated following a programming system. I see how the public's being manipulated. I see all the different angles, and I simply want the public to not believe me, but to take the red pill, step back, and see it for themselves, and then it's all a joke. But to even communicate with the public, I've got to go in and model things and cover news most of the time from a substrata of the controlled paradigm to even try to get through to someone. It's like going into the Matrix, jacking in, and telling Neo in the first 10 minutes of the film, this is all fake, I can't really explain it to you, you need to take this red pill, but remember, this is going to freak you out, and all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. But it is within that great truth coming out of Plato's cave, the allegory of the cave, that you are alive and that your consciousness and your awareness flowers into a fractal paradigm of expanded understanding that is limitless. And then you come face to face with the realization that the elite are 100% on this page, but have made the decision to wall off 99%+ of the public, and that they are on a power trip, because even though they're intellectually smart and scientifically smart, they don't have heart. They don't have soul. They are so wicked that it seems to them the evil course is the surest course, and you can clearly see out a few hundred steps that there's no way they're ever going to get out of this or be successful with the wavelength paradigm spirit that they have released. The spirit, the wavelength, the spirit of the age, the essence of the technology they're using, the cultural twisted mathematics, is a virus that will not build what they tell themselves they're building. It's building a nightmare. And then it hit me, the conspiracy, the criminal racketeering of the state of Texas in 2007, 2006, in the Gardasil HPV trials with Merck and all the deaths and autoimmune disorders and sterilization that was happening. It was in the journals, in the local news. Their answer was to triple down and to come out and say, it's the law, you've got to take this vaccine or mothers, you'll be arrested. Your daughters won't get cancer, even though the cancer is extremely rare. The vaccine insert says it doesn't protect you. And we knew it was going to be linked to sterilization because it had already done that in a lot of the trials. And they went on the air and said it was the law and ran TV ads, which became the model in India and Mexico and everywhere else. And everywhere after the first few rounds there, they outlawed it in India because they went and studied it in the local news. National news said, no, it's a sterilant. And the government got in trouble for that over there. I mean, it's admitted what it's doing. And then I've got to sit there with someone that's known me for 6 years and convince them not to take it or not to give it to their child. And now they're giving it to little boys. And it just shows how deep we are in this whole thing. The cops give it to their kids. The bureaucrats give it to them. The FBI agents go give it to their daughters. And you all think you're part of the power structure. You're being murdered on record. It's like fluoride. It's in thousands of studies. 26 studies looked at by Harvard in 2012. Just type in Harvard study fluoride. Where if you drink it for a couple years, when you're a child, it lowers your IQ more than 10 points. And it gives you a sevenfold increase in bone cancer and a bunch of other stuff. Adrenal failure, kidney failure, liver cancer. I mean, my God. Absolute fact. And so I don't know to laugh or cry when some bureaucrat comes banging on our door and says, I'm from the state. I'm here to inspect your office for this or that and is on a power trip. I mean, I'm literally looking at a brain-damaged creature brought up on television their whole life on a petty power trip who drank fluoride their whole life and just wants a bigger truck or a fancier house or, you know, operates at an animal level of hating their supervisor. And I'm sitting there on a whole nother level, not on a power trip, in sadness at a wrecked creature. Realizing, though, that it is a piranha and a servant of the system that destroyed them and shuttered the doors of perception and their consciousness. I mean, I've seen hundreds of local newscasts in the last 9 years with Gardasil. Hundreds. We've aired probably 50 of them here. And to the point that I'm conditioned to where I don't even get upset about it anymore and don't even talk about it when Rob Dew goes, look, another girl died from Gardasil. Sometimes the doctors admit, oh, yeah, you had a bad reaction. Other times they go, oh, we don't know why we gave it to you and you died, you know, in the clinic or died in the car on the way home or died the next day. And then, of course, the sudden death infant syndrome, they've confirmed in Australia and Japan, that's why they don't give babies shots before 18 months in Japan, that you give a baby, you know, a few dozen shots, they have an autoimmune response, their blood, they have an aneurysm, their brain bleeds, and you come in and baby's in a coma and then baby dies. It was only meant to brain damage your child. So they would be one of these zombies. But, you know, to be strong enough to do that, especially with little boys aren't as strong as little girls. That's the same in all mammal species, from whales to rhesus monkeys to Homo sapiens sapien. Girls are more hardy. That's a genetic design to be able to handle childbirth. Any medical doctor will tell you that. But you go on, your little boy has got blood coming out his nose, and the police officers are going to take you to jail and indict you. Because the state, the cops don't know that they were murdered by the state. And the cops see a little baby with blood coming out its nose. They want, you know, and the hospital's going to say that you shook your baby. Because, you see, if that lie falls, if we admit the fluoride's hurting us, if we admit the shots are designed to brain damage us, then all the rest of it caves in, see. So they have to say you shook your baby. They only admit it when your child dies at the doctor or on the way home or is old enough to where they can't blame you. Let's go to a short clip from the local news piece. This is up on Infowars.com from Wisconsin, WTMJ. And you see the image of this little 12-year-old girl. She doesn't get to get married. She doesn't get to have kids. She doesn't get to go to Cancun. She doesn't get to see the stars at night that are big and bright. She's dead now. Let's go to the clip.
So what caused the 12-year-old's life to be cut so tragically short? A few hours before she died, Meredith was complaining of a sore throat. Her mom took her to the doctor. While there, the 12-year-old also got the first round of the HPV vaccine.
When I came home, she had just thrown up and was non-responsive on my living room floor. I performed CPR, and she was taken to Waukesha Memorial, where she died.
And by the way, until 6 years ago, pregnant women were never supposed to take shots. Any doctor will tell you that. They knew that it caused all sorts of problems. And until 6 years ago, you never gave someone that was already sick a vaccine. It was well known to cause autoimmune problems and brainstem death. Probably what happened to her. And women will still take their daughters in for execution. So just remember, you've been warned. You understand?
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's a tragedy. 10,000 die is a statistic. Joseph Stalin. Robin Williams dies and the whole world mourns. a man who was super rich and powerful and successful and had a long life. But will anybody mourn for the 12-year-old girl, Meredith, had a zest for life, and it showed in her pictures. She was active and healthy, but now her family is trying to figure out what tragically cut their daughter's life short. And for every story of a death, there's hundreds of the wheelchairs and the blood pouring out from the sexual organ and from the eyeballs. And it doesn't matter how many people die, how many get sterilized, or how many foreign countries ban Gardasil. America will take it. Because the high priest up on the mountain said, you must do it, the medical doctor. And the medical doctors can never admit this is happening. Because then what does it say about their whole profession? That they're just big pharma pushers. Oh, and who set up big pharma in the last 100 years in Germany, in England, and the United States? Who set it up? The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, the Rockefellers, who literally set up Hitler? Hitler had a plan that was the apple of British intelligence eye. They weren't going to go into Africa and Latin America and everywhere and just kill everybody, the subhumans as they called them. They were going to take over and then taint the food and taint the medicine to dumb the population down into an orderly extermination. That's in Pulitzer Prize-winning books, by the way, like Rise and Fall of the Third Reich and others. Because the Germans needed living space. I think it translates Lebensraum. Am I saying that wrong? See, it's not that I was crazy, like Gnarls Barkley says. It's that I knew too much. Meanwhile, are we fighting? You know, if black folks would have rioted in New York 5-6 years ago when it was in New York Daily News that they were taking black kids from black women, they'd tell them, and it was in the news, you want to keep your 2-year-old, sign these forms, let us have your 7-year-old. And they'd take the little black kid and they'd strap him down and take a week to give him pesticide till they died in a big pharma test. You don't have any animal rights folks that are worried about kids, though. They're only worried about rats not being tested on. That's the, you know, cause celeb for every young lady to be involved in. That's the you know, trendy thing to do, which I'm all for not having animal cruelty. But that was in New York Daily News. And no one got in trouble. Medical experiments on kids. They do it to poor whites, too, but blacks are their favorites. Nobody listens to them. No, we're going to have a woman fired from Black Educators Association because she wasn't really black enough. That's in the Egan News today. So you got the black folks worried about somebody not being black enough. But hey, some kid, you know, hundreds of thousands of Christians getting killed. Oh, nobody worries about that. It's the Palestinians. Again, I'm sad for the Palestinians. My point is we're only told to debate about 1,000 dead, not 200,000, 300,000 dead. This hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. High quality, non-GMO, storable foods. You're insane if you don't have storable foods at this time and date, in my view. 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. And please don't forget, we're running 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the videos, the Made in America apparel, the Molon Labe Come and Take It belt buckles, the magazines that are already at cost, and so now it's below cost. We're running it for 1 week, 1 week only. Back to brainwashing special to counter that, to fund the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water. For your preparedness storage or your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.